Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com, featuring At My Father's Table with Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are going to take a journey today. We're going to take a journey into the matters of the heart. This particular Sunday, we're going to talk about what matters most to God. So sit back, listen in, tune up for the Word of God from At My Father's Table. I encourage you to go to 1 Samuel 16:7 and read the formal Word of God. When you get there, I want you to stroll around, read what it has to say, and apply it to your heart. What matters most to God? True beliefs, right actions, proper worship, the beauty of appearance, or purity of the heart. What does the Bible mean by heart? How can the heart be changed? You see, beloved, a lot of things about us can change, but the most difficult part of us is the matters of the heart. What encompasses how a person feels and reacts to you, to others, to the world? There are many things which are important in religion. What one believes, i.e., doctrine, belief, theology, what one does, actions, conduct, work, morals, ethics, how one feels, sincere, good, bad, indifferent, how one worships, rituals, literacy, tradition, public appearance, etc. Scripturally, what is essential to true religion? It's simple: the conditions of one's heart. It's often said by our senior citizens, your heart tells the story. What's in your heart matters because that's how you generally react. 1 Samuel 16:7 gives you an autonomy of descriptions. It outlines your patterns. You see, oftentimes, no matter what we may say, when your heart speaks, the truth comes out. Oh, beloved, I realize what he said. I realize what he did. I know what she told me. I understand what their point of view is. It comes down to the matters of the heart, people's consensus. But the heart speaks purity. It speaks exactly what it means. There's no faking that. Your emotional stability has a way of coming out in words. You know what I'm talking about, beloved. What the heck are you doing? Why did you forsake me? What made you think that would be okay? Oh, the matters of the heart. It's not dressed up in doctrine. It's not clothed in lovely feelings. It talks specifically of what's in you. And when you speak through the heart, it comes out loud and clear. This is why we ask you to read your Bible, to understand the context of the words, so that you understand when you speak, people are listening. And when you act, people do see. Some of us saints are being deceived. We hear one thing, but you see something else. You get the impression that something is not right, and you want clarification, because manipulation has a way of leaving a terrible taste in your mouth. Oh, beloved, I can imagine with my Holy Spirit attached, when you see a child and you hold a lollipop up and you say, I'm going to give you this lollipop, but all of a sudden you move it forward and then you snatch it back. Even that child knows that you've done something wrong, because you said one thing but you did something else. Even a baby can understand that language. So when you talking amongst adults and you tell people something about this, that, or the other, and then you don't follow through, it becomes a matter of the heart. I know if you just look down your row and you see other saints and believers sitting beside you and others, and they are communicating with someone, you can tell by the expression on their face something went wrong. You said one thing, but you did something else. And the matters of the heart reacts. It tells you what's right and what's wrong. We as believers have to deal with more matters of the heart. Right is right and wrong is wrong. No, you can't go through the church seeking to hurt people. You can't stand in the pulpit and tell people one thing, and when they see you somewhere else, you're doing something different. It's a matter of the heart. See, I don't know about you, but I get confused when you tell me that you love me, but you treat me unfairly. You give favoritism to others that I don't seem to be able to identify. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Somebody feels that pressure, because when it becomes the matters of the heart. How you act tells the story. It tells the truth, and it will set you free. It will allow you to see a clear picture. The rain is gone. The world sees you for who you are. Oh, I know someone said, you can't judge me, but your actions speaks louder than your words. So judging you is not the issue. It's watching what you do. Somebody say amen. I wish I just had a few Bible studying persons with me to offer more clarification. It's what you do that matters. Is what you say. You want to play with the matters of the heart. You see, my beloved, I don't agree with that. Let your yeas be yea, and let your nays be nay. That's what I have to say about the matters. What matters in the heart. I just want you to take a backwards trip down memory lane when someone told you one thing, when it came out of your mouth, but you said this. You said that you would love me. You said that you would honor me, but yet you cheat me out of my money. You take something from me that hurts the inside of my soul. It's the matters of the hearts, ladies and gentlemen. Yours, mine's, theirs, everyone's. It matters. And 1 Samuel gives you all of the attitudes of that matter, all of the things that heart is supposed to stand for. It comes directly from the Word of God. Don't get it twisted. Don't tell me that this is the Old Testament and we don't live by that. The matters of the heart lives in eternity for you and for me. Don't tell me the New Testament didn't say it that way. The matters of the heart points to you. It points to who you are. Now, you have the flip side. See, some people, you realize that if they say it, they'll do it. If they tell you, they mean it. And those matters become crystal clear. You're not confused over anything because the words speak for themselves. My beloved, I would ask all of us, and including me, that think carefully before what you say. Think very carefully of what you do, because somebody is watching you. And I got news for you. It's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, it's all in writing. It's written in that book of the Lambs. It dictates what your motives are. And it's recorded in such a way that the lighting is perfect. It's clear. The rain is gone. Oh, I know that you have heavenly words. I know that you can take a word and twist it in such a way that your oratorical ability is out of this world. But when it comes down to the matters of the heart, is somebody with me? When it comes down to what you say you're going to do, let it be your words that are true. Let it be your actions that are pure. The deceitfulness of man and woman, and that's why the Bible says, trust us not, is what you do that matters, is what comes out of your heart. The more that I live, the more that I see that people will play with you. They will play with your emotional stability. They will throw you amongst the thieves and the wolves and watch you get devoured all for the sake of your money. They will take your feelings and walk over them all for the sake of how you feel. It matters that your heart is the truth meter. It detects any wrongdoing. Whether you acknowledge it or not, your heart tells you it's something that I don't believe about what she said. There is something in what their actions are versus what they did. It's a matter of the heart. And God wants us saints, us that tell us these things, to mean something. When you say, oh, Jesus said, let it be based on his words, not yours, because we realize that you will lie to us. We realize that you will do things that are ungodly versus godly, a matter of the heart. See, I can't get happy about disappointment. When I give you my time, my precious time, and I listen to what you have to say, and then I come to find out that you're just talking loud and saying nothing. I ponder, why am I here? What am I doing to receive this? I was told that you loved me. I was given instructions as to what that love should look like. I understood that the complexities of love is complex, but how you treat me is indifferent. Oh, I have some family members that when I was providing that Thanksgiving dinner, oh, I was good then. You didn't have to bring anything. Just bring yourself and sit down and feast amongst this food. But now that things have changed, and now that I need to be invited to your place, all of a sudden I'm not wanted. The matters of the heart. And I'm talking about this because we're right smack in center with the holidays. And there are going to be people who are disappointed that when the past years have accumulated and I've shown up for you, I did it with my heart in my hand. And now things have changed. My once fortune has dwindled, and now I want to be invited to your place. And now you tell me, who are you again? No, I'm the same person that invited you. It's not a tit for tat. It's a love for love. My Bible says, love ye one another as I have loved you. How did I get uninvited versus being invited? No, there's something wrong with that. It becomes the matters of the heart. This is why we say, our older folk say, listen to what a person says and then watch what they do. It matters. It's where the rubber meets the road. No matter what you do, it's going to show up. And when it shows up, don't you have to show out. No, you can handle the disappointment. God equips you with forgiveness. But somewhere in the back of your mind, I didn't treat you that way. I've been nothing but kind to you. A matter of the heart. And I want you to understand this morning that it counts of what you do. It matters of what you say. You held accountable for these words because it's all recorded. And in that recording, when it plays back to you, wasn't that you? Wasn't that your generosity then versus now? That old saying, one hand washes the other. Well, there is some truth to that. Because if I can invite you, then you should be able to invite me. The holidays are here. We're walking straight into them. Who are you dissing this holiday? Who did you forget about on that major day? And how does that person feel knowing, I said knowing, that you extended them grace, mercy, and generosity, and all of a sudden, no one seems to remember your name? A matter of the heart. I suggest to you to not deceive yourself. Don't think that you're going to walk away scot-free. No. It's not going to happen that way, because that recording is going to play. It is going to play amongst the angels of the earth, the angels that sit on high, the God that we serve, is going to play before that audience. And when we look back and we see what I've done, what you're doing, what we are doing collectively, it's going to be a matter of the heart. And I don't know about you, but I want to show up as best as I possibly can. I am not a perfect human being. And neither are you. But when God examines the heart, which only He can do, He will know the true intentions of your actions. That's truth being pressed down and shaken together. It's going to show up right there on whatever they find out. When He reads that heart and He knows that you had malice in your heart, He knows that you had deceit in your favor, He knows that you clearly made a decision to do something wrong. Oh, it's a matter of the heart. My beloved, I would suggest don't let it be you. Do the right thing by Christ Jesus. And when you do that, you will gain favor. I don't know what score you're going to need to walk through the pearly gates, but I do know that you cannot be a point short, because then the other part comes up, the part that puts you in hell. There is a heaven and hell. Don't misunderstand that. This is true. Read your Bible. You will know for yourself. I encourage everyone to check. Check the words that I'm saying. Read the scripture that I suggest. Follow up on me, because I want to know that I did my due diligence in providing this message from on high. I want to feel comfortable that I led you in the right direction. No, I'm not going to do a cartwheel in the pulpit. I'm not going to use all of the oratorical skills that I have to convince you of a lie. No, I am going to do the right thing. I've had to learn. I've had to ask for forgiveness, just like you. I want the matters of the heart to matter. I want you to walk away from today with some substance of the Word of God that knows that you are hearing the truth and you want to be set free. That's the message that we're trying to convey. That's the feelings that I want to seep inside your bosom, because that is what's going to count. The matters of the heart is what matters to you, me, and others. My beloved, read your Word of God. Read it and ask for understanding. Because when your time comes, it's going to be a matter of the heart.